Good morning, this is Case, and today we are reading 1 Samuel chapter 7. 1 Samuel chapter 7, starting at verse 1. So the men of Kiriath Jearim came and took the ark of the Lord. They brought it to Abinadab's house on the hill and consecrated Eleazar, his son, to guard the ark of the Lord. The ark remained at Kiriath Jearim for a long time, 20 years in all. Then all the people of Israel turned back to the Lord. So Samuel said to all the Israelites, "If you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, then rid yourselves of the foreign gods and the Ashtoreth, and commit yourself to the Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hands of the Philistines." So the Israelites put away their Baals and Ashtoreth and served the Lord only. Then Samuel said, "Assemble all Israel at Mizpah, and I will intercede with the Lord for you." When they had assembled at Mizpah, they drew water and poured it out before the Lord. On that day they fasted, and there they confessed, "We have sinned against the Lord." Now Samuel was serving as leader of Israel at Mizpah. When the Philistines heard that Israel had assembled at Mizpah, the rulers of the Philistines came up to attack them. When the Israelites heard of it, they were afraid because of the Philistines. They said to Samuel, "Do not stop crying out to the Lord our God for us, that he may rescue us from the hands of the Philistines." Then Samuel took a suckling lamb and sacrificed it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord on Israel's behalf, and the Lord answered him. While Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offerings, the Philistines drew near to engage Israel in battle. But that day the Lord thundered with a loud thunder against the Philistines and threw them into such a panic that they were routed before the Philistines. The men of Israel rushed out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines, slaughtering them all along the way to a point below Beth-Kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen. He named it Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far the Lord has helped us." So the Philistines were subdued, and they stopped invading Israel's territory. Throughout Samuel's lifetime, the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines. The towns from Ekron to Gath that the Philistines had captured from Israel were restored to Israel, and Israel delivered the neighboring territory from the hand of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. Samuel continued as Israel's leader all the days of his life. From year to year he went on a circuit from Bethel to Gilgal to Mizpah, judging Israel in all those places. But he always came back to Ramah, where his home was, and there he also held court for Israel, and he built an altar there to the Lord. Lots of things in this chapter, but one thing stood out to me, and that is verse 10, where it says, "The Lord thundered with a loud thunder against the Philistines." Israel has been following foreign gods and has decided to turn back, and Samuel is crying out on behalf of them, and the Philistines come up, and here's Israel suddenly in a panic and afraid. But it is God who fights for them. They don't have to fight that day, apart from chasing the Philistines and slaughtering them, as it says in verse 11. They didn't have to go in battle because they had turned to God. And I wonder how often we fight battles that we don't need to fight. I think we need to learn to to turn to the Lord in our problems, in our battles, in our whenever things go wrong, if we turn to the Lord, then we can trust Him to fight the battle for us. And all we have to do is clear up afterwards to our benefit and to His glory. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank You that we can trust You, that You are willing and able to fight our battles. Lord, teach us to turn to You and to pour out our hearts before You when we are in trouble, and trust You to do the hard work for us. For You are a good Father, and it is Your heart to protect us, to grow us, to bless us. Thank You, Lord. Amen.